and he's come also to absorb the association of Srila Bhakti Suriya Goswami Maharaj and the environment of the Chiang Mai Ashram. And so we've been very happy to have him here the last couple of days. And he's brought his daughter, youngest of four children, I believe. And they are visiting here and then traveling on for a short while. I don't know your whole itinerary, but while we have you here, I'm doing my natural duty to welcome the devotees and invite you to say a few words to everyone here and to everybody around the world.
Thank you, Maharaj and Dandavat. First thing I want to say, you want me to speak now, Maharaj, or you want to say some more? Because naturally we're giving honor to you, being my older godbrother.
You're not meant to speak this kind of thing. We ask you to speak something.
Yes, it's going to be difficult to say in front of Maharaj what I'd like to say. So I'll edit that part of my speech.
Okay. Good.
So he doesn't go and walk off the set. Yes. Well, thinking what to say, firstly, Maharaj, is that we have to give honour to Srila Guru Maharaj, because through Srila Guru Maharaj, I got your association. And in relation to Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, without Srila Gurudev, we couldn't have had the association of Srila Guru Maharaj. And also, without A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, we wouldn't have got the association of Srila Guru Maharaj. So we have to give full honour to those three acharyas. And our particular heartfelt family and devotional mood, of course, goes to Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. With Srila Swami Maharaj, they're around that. And we're giving full dandavats to him for giving us Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, his favourite son. Yes. And I'm also indebted to Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev to have whom I consider from the very beginning of meeting him, this gentleman beside me here, and he is a gentleman.
Oh dear. Now this part, I thought you were going to edit.
It's edited. This is the edited version.
Okay.
A very dear friend.
Hare Krishna.
Very dear friend. Reliable and sweet. And always, the main point, always taking this jiva and pushing him towards service to these great acharyas. So that, for that, Maharaj, I'm always indebted. And now we have Shripad Goswami Maharaj, who had, he's heavily burdened with the grace, if I may say that, carrying the weight of those three acharyas, those three great acharyas. And he continues like a bumblebee and like a great Vaishnava, hearing. Sometimes I feel like he's the personification of Shravanam. So expert, hearing every detail from Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, and also Srila Gurudev. And in unity of hearing all of the three of them, extracting the super high excellent Siddhanta for the ears of all the devotees to learn from. And I believe this place to be a manifestation of that hearing and speaking, the Kirtanam of Shripad Goswami Maharaj. And I would like to add to that, that by Mahaprabhu's divine divine favor and mercy and particular amazing grace that Sripad Avadhut Maharaj, Bimal Avadhut Maharaj, who is the great manifester in this world. And just like Giriraj Govardhan, if I may, Maharaj, give the reference to our personified home comfort, Giriraj Govardhan, Gupta Govardhan here, that he is supplying, he is Krishna, but he's also supplying the home. He's supplying the soil, the trees, the home comfort. In a similar way, Avadhut Maharaj is the great supplier of home comfort. With the Shravanam and the Kirtanam of Goswami Maharaj, fine theistic vibration coming down, and from the ground up, getting his hands dirty, as we can say. But not dirty, actually, but utilizing all the elements of this world, giving so much service. Sripad Avadhut Maharaj has done a wonderful thing and provided a very apt place for Sripad Goswami Maharaj to be in a haven of, what can we say? Just as Srila Guru Maharaj had his place of bhajan. So that is a great service also, I'd like to say, mm-hmm. that Sripad Avadhut Maharaj has done. The last time I came to Chiang Mai Maharaj, unfortunately for me, but also fortunately from another angle, I didn't have your association, Bhakti Lalita Devi, who I want to thank also, because I couldn't be here without her. She's arranging everything in the background very humbly, and very sweet association, you know so well. So I want to thank you, Bhakti Lalita, also. But previously I came to Chiang Mai, and that place was called, Giriraj was there, but this place had not yet been purchased. Anyway, the Russian and some Chinese devotees were there, and Avadhut Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj were preaching for the Russian festival, yourself also, and Bhakti Lalita. So at that time, it was just my humble self, and I got the association of the followers and servants and disciples of Sripad Goswami Maharaj and Sripad Avadhut Maharaj. And I must say, it was like a transcendental brush of fresh air, spiritual air, because I tasted Saranagati. I tasted what their service mood, their strong service mood to their gurus in that ashram, their dedication, you know. And I would have conversations, and then the reference from their side was always to Guru. Yes, Sripad Abhadutna, yes, Sripad Goswami Maharaj, and feeding me from these two great acharyas. So that gave me the impetus to come back here and also bring my daughter. She's 16, she needs some spiritual life to have some association. Anyway, Maharaj, I just want to thank everybody that I did thank, and all the disciples and followers of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev and all our acharyas in their line. Specifically here, whom I've mentioned, who I consider deliverers of nectar to this plane and suppliers of service to that plane.
Really, it is true. We are trying to tell everybody, please appreciate each other's company. And we are getting inspiration from also the association of all the devotees. It's not only, oh, the old devotees will all stay together and this, that, and the other. We can learn from each other, as we found out every morning during our morning classes when we are trying to learn things. Then we can learn from each other and be with the devotees. One thing is that the newer generations of devotees, who now are several years old, they're always hankering to hear about Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. Mm. So they're hearing from us, and now they have some opportunity to hear from you also. Mm. So maybe there's something which particularly struck your heart on meeting Guru Maharaj, something that Guru Maharaj, some specific interaction with yourself with Guru Maharaj, and also some specific interaction from Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Mm. Maybe this you could share with us.
Yes, Maharaj. Well, in Australia, that far off village of Mahaprabhu's extended Sankirtan, down under, as we say in Australia, is very, very removed from Navadvip Dham, but by the grace of the Vaishnavas, Nityananda Prabhu walking, Swami Maharaj, and as Srila Gurudev said, he blasted the hole for all the Vaishnavas to walk through the great mountain of materialism and impersonalism. So anything that's to be mentioned in my connection with Guru Maharaj again and Srila Gurudev, we have to give honour there first, as Srila Gurudev said to do. He requested to do that. First honour there. Srila Guru Maharaj came in the form of a number of deities. Those deities, just I was thinking the other day, because associating with Sripad Goswami Maharaj has a particular effect, and a particular effect on the heart and a particular effect on the consciousness, and puts one into a meditative mood on what he said, as did Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. And I was thinking of the prayers of the personified Vedas in Bhagavatam, mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Krishna book also? Yes. 10th canto.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when personified Vedas is there, is it one personification? Is there only one personality involved? Or is it many one central figure and many varieties, just like the Lord has many Krishnas to Bhagavan Swayam, and from there so many candles are lit. Mm-hmm. So the personified Vedas is one or many? I was asking myself, I don't know, Maharaj. I'm a fallen soul. But the question came internally after associating with Sripad Goswami Maharaj. So then it was an easy answer that came. Search the Sri Krishna reality, the beautiful. Sri Guru in his grace. Golden volcano of divine love. The loving search, for the Lord's loving search for the lost servant and subjective evolution of consciousness. Each one has a personality. Srila Guru Maharaj pulled down the Siddhanta, personified it. Sripad Goswami Maharaj milked that from him and placed it in a format which could be distributed all over the world. How did I come in contact with Guru Maharaj? With those personified deities. That way. And in Australia, we far removed from Guru Maharaj, but there was some video, maybe one or two video, and we saw Guru Maharaj giving his divine sermons, and then we were forced by his hand to head to Navadvip. So we did that, many devotees from Australia, and I have to give honour to those who carried those personified deities in their hand and gave me. One wasn't enough. I had to receive a second one before I woke up out of my sleep to go to Guru Maharaj. Yes, and coming to Guru Maharaj, well, Navadvip Dham, again, as I was saying here, that fine vibration permeating everything here, not only from Sri Giriraj Maharaj, Gupta Govardhan, but our acharyas that are here, yourself also, Maharaj. I'm seeing you like that. It's natural for me in my position and my appreciation. But that vibration is coming down from the Vaishnavas and Giriraj. So upon entering Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat Dum Dum Park, it was only a house then. And we had one picture of the Mat deities there. The peculiar thing that happened straight away was that there were sannyasis offering their bed to me, who had come in contact with Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj. And I was previously in another mission, Gaudiya Mission, and that sort of thing never happened. And I couldn't, it was dumb. I didn't know how to reciprocate with that level of humility, that level of sweetness and affection from someone I didn't know. And then the emporium of that type of personality came, walking. And that personality is none other than Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. And he'd heard I'd come from Australia and, yeah, I had some problem because I couldn't, it was Sunday, no banks open. He said, Prabhu, I've heard you have some problem. I said, Maharaj, I've come all this way to serve you and Srila Guru Maharaj. Don't worry. He said, no, anyone who's come to serve Srila Guru Maharaj, I am their servant. And he said, right, son. Because I had that old form that we used to have, traveller's checks.
Oh, yes.
Remember that, Maharaj?
Yeah.
So I...
Oh, they don't have them anymore?
They do, but I don't see it so often
okay,
now.
I don't know.
No. It's all plastic money and internet and everything. And then Gurudev, I watched him. He walked outside around the tank. Mm-hmm. And he knew the bank manager. The bank manager was day off, Sunday, but no. Go and open the bank, get the money, come back, and there's money in front of me. And then I paid my... I didn't know. Again, a gasp. How to reciprocate. Lost. Didn't know. That form of love and affection, sweetness and humility and service mood, I was bereft. I hadn't learnt that. I'd chanted Hare Krishna. Well, maybe the shadow of that until I came to Guru Maharaj, but still hadn't been able to reciprocate. So, Dandavat, I said, Maharaj, what do I do? All I can do is Dandavat and ask any service I can do for you and Guru Maharaj. And I was lucky at that time. The hidden treasure of the sweet absolute had come in a box form, and he said, please, you take these to Navadvip. So Guru Maharaj had been presented before through Sripad Sagamaj, but that box, I think, may have been a particular printing or something. Anyway, so Srila Gurudev gave me that wonderful service, and I took that with that energy. I somehow or other arrived at the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj.
With the Gita.
With the Gita. And the next morning I took to Srila Guru Maharaj and he sat and looked and very happy. And I still have that Bhagavad Gita that he put to his head. That is one of my worshipful objects in my home. And Srila Guru Maharaj was the greatest Goshyanandi, we can say. He travelled throughout India, but he sat in one spot and distributed himself all over the world. He didn't need to move one inch, really, at that point. And he was so, every movement was from the spiritual world. As you know everything, Maharaj. I'm just...
We want to hear through your eyes.
Sure, sure, Maharaj.
For sure.
But I feel a little embarrassed saying something sometimes that the Vaishnavas know, you know. But I'm hoping and praying that, you know, as it says in the Shastra, that it is never the same, it is always ever fresh, it is always ever sweet, and it is newer and sweeter every time we hear it. Same revelation, same pastime. Again, we go over Chaitanya Charitamrita and our Divine Master's books, and as Srila Gurudev wrote of Srila Guru Maharaj, newer and newer depths come within the heart as we make some progress due to their grace. So I'm praying that I'm not overstepping anything that anyone knows. And please, if I say anything wrong, and to the worldwide devotees, make an effort to chastise me at the appropriate time. But please not now in front of Maharaj. Anyway.
Hare Krishna.
So Srila Guru Maharaj was extremely renounced. Curtains. What type of curtain? Hessian bags? Potato sacks?
On one side.
On one side.
On the L shape at the end.
That's right.
But it wasn't all, but yes, it was.
Yeah.
As a good
and
reminder.
At one stage they were removed and he wasn't happy.
Well, different things, different times.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Srila Guru Maharaj, he could see everything and he somehow or other would give the highest thing to the lowest quarter. I knew that and felt that, knowing myself. So the Gurudev said, know thyself, know thyself. And then from trying to apply that principle in relation to Srila Guru Maharaj, then how is it possible that what he has given has come here? No doubt Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are manifesting everything through Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, and now extending it. Again and again. There's one part of the Shastra that says, when it is a bona fide line, that with each extension, because Guru Maharaj explained that expansion means a little loss of purity in a normal sense. But there is another sloka that says, as the line extends, the mercy extends to cover that other principle. Yeah. So we're not losing anything. Nobody's losing anything for the extended angas of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. And Srila Gurudev also said that the grandfather is more merciful than the father. Yeah, so in that way. Most of my association of Srila Guru Maharaj was internal and through reading and discussing with other servants of Srila Guru Maharaj in Australia and through the divine books that came out from Navadvip, not only what's Sripad Goswami Maharaj, Sripad Sagar Maharaj, yourself also, all that great work that was done at that time and after as well with Srila Gurudev, and now so much more. So through the process of hearing and chanting, mainly my association came that way, because I came in 1985. No, I only had that short period, maybe 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, 85, association of Srila Guru Maharaj. Yeah. But I don't feel bereft of his association that I only spent such a short time, because Mahaprabhu has given the process of separation. And Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev said, even a baby goat can understand what is union.
I thought you were going to say, even a baby cobra can kill you. Okay.
No, yes, even okay. A baby goat can understand what is union.
Yes, yes.
But separation, that is another thing. Mm-hmm. And searching, the searching principle, the lol yum, the hankering principle, all of those things to give something more than that which is naturally at hand. There's an old saying, Maharaj, that which comes easy has not much value. Mm-hmm. So spiritually, yeah, we're told like that from Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. They are worshippers of that. And we are in that camp, whether we like it or not, but we love it because it is the most nectarian flow to worship that way. And out of all the Gaudiya missions, Srila Guru Maharaj's Srila Gurudev said to me one day, now I'm speaking of Srila Guru Maharaj's, Srila Gurudev's, excuse me, his grace and his mercy and his association. I said, in front of Guru Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir to Srila Gurudev, walking in with him one day, in the early days, maybe before he came to the West, I said, Maharaj, it seems like Srila Guru Maharaj, his mission is to to show all the other Gaudiya missions what is the superior higher standard. And he became very grave and he said, yes, Prabhu, this is Srila Guru Maharaj's position and this is our mission. So Mahaprabhu's line is vast, and Nityananda came and walked the earth. One main branch may be considered International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and millions of devotees may be there. But the Bhakti Rakak, the guardian of devotion, where does his line sit in that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree? Again, coming from the mouth of Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, amongst all Vaishnavas, all different camps in Vrindavan, in the highest section and the highest position, that is Srila Guru Maharaj. He is giving that to me and I'm giving that to those who want to enter there. We carry that weight simply by hearing it. Feeling totally bereft of being able to, but some relief comes in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a second explanation in front of Lord Shiva and Narad Muni, was it, Maharaj? Who was discussing?
Oh, when the Apichetsudaracharo?
Yes.
Shiva, Brahma?
Yeah.
Yamaraj.
Yamaraj. With?
He was walking in the clouds. He saw this discussion.
Yes.
At his free will, he was walking around.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was walking.
While chanting.
While chanting, that's right. And who was discussing this sloka? Yamaraj, you're saying?
Yamaraj.
With? There was two personalities.
I think Yamaraj with Shiva. And
yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Then, if not, Goswami Maharaj will tell us later, no doubt. anyway, some relief is coming. I was saying that Bhaktivinoda said that simply by glorifying the Vaishnava, and glorifying the Vaishnava's position, separate, as you mentioned, and a great service you're doing with the devotees' Upadeshamrita teaching, that sloka about the Ganga and how she's sometimes showing some...
Rupa Goswami did very well to tell that.
Yes, but you're distributing. You're distributing, Maharaj, that's great. I was very happy to see that book being, because it covers a very wide scope within very small amount of slokas, yeah. But one sloka there will give reference to is about the Ganga, mm-hmm. how she appears to have some discoloration, some dirt, and maybe some scent, you know, other than what we would expect with our material consciousness, if we have that. But always remaining pure. The same mentality towards the Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. Huh? Never seeing that, no matter what is, you know, seemingly perceivable through our external senses, which we know are not our higher self. Through Srimad Bhagavad Gita and our gurus. If we can just do that, be glorifiers, do nothing less than that, and maybe not more than that in this life, glorify the devotees, then what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, we will become Dharmatma. We will have their savour. We can enter through that process alone. Yeah, so some saving grace of at the top of the Mahaprabhu's tree sits Guru Maharaj's and Srila Gurudev's branch. It's not, trees are normally branches coming like this, but that particular branch is this way.
The trunk.
Yes, the origin of the trunk. Yes. Yes. And that, of course, is another discussion, what that is. Not for today, but... And Goswami Maharaj is better because he can back up shastrically and keep us, as Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj did, in a safe... guardian, under our guardian's grace, with Shastra, like Jiva Goswami, 360 degree protection. Yeah.
And when you...
Which reminded me of Srila Gurudev, sorry Maharaj.
That's okay.
Srila Gurudev, devotees sometimes, if they're not, they're slacking off with their sadhana or some previous karmas or something would manifest, they would try and, including myself in the process, would use another yoga, another thing to try and stay above the, you know, the modes of nature. But, yeah, Sripad Goswami, I said to Srila Gurudev, you're a fanatic. you know, of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Srila Gurudev was very happy to hear that. And Srila Gurudev said, Guru below, Guru above, Guru to the east, to the west, to the south, to the north, on every 10 directions, is it, Maharaj?
Usually it said 9 directions.
9 directions. Every direction.
Every direction, that'll do.
Every direction we place Sri Guru and his grace. And that alone is enough for everything. No need for any other, you know, and that all, that whole train of thought and teaching also came from the worship of Narasimha Maharaj and Narasimha Dev. Mm-hmm. That came out also. That, and Srila Gurudev said, Guru Maharaj, everywhere. And talking with Sripad Goswami Maharaj, he is a fanatic. He's a madman fanatic of the Siddhanta of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev.
Yes.
And we are indebted. Yes. And we are indebted for those preachers like yourself who are working with the devotees, the devotees that are in their practicing life, in the beginning and middle stage where everything is showing itself and needing adjusting. As Srila Guru Maharaj said, in the beginning, everything is wonderful, and in the middle path, it is necessary to make decisions. Yeah, and we need association, good association, to make the right decisions. And then in the end it is again fully flowing. But in the middle stage we have to use, as Srila Gurudev said, Buddhi Yoga, which is a servant of Bhakti Yoga, that we use transcendental knowledge to keep us in line. Srila Gurudev came to Australia early, I heard, coming through Singapore from Ravindra Krishna Prabhu and Mahalakshmi Devi. I'll give my dandavats to them. Thank you for letting me stay. And that Srila Gurudev, his first place for landing was Singapore.
Yes, but don't tell Mohan.
Don't tell Mohan and other people.
Because he's also in the first place, Australia.
Yes, that's right. And then coming to Australia. And it was, you know, Srila Gurudev, I can't remember his age at that time, if we can make reference
it was,
to age.
It was 92.
It was 1992.
So yeah. Then 1992 means? 62
years of age, yeah. And
62.
He stayed in Parananda Prabhu's house and he just gave lecture after lecture and gave everyone embrace and everything. He was hands-on everything. And we were all swept up unbelievably by his bhava, by his transcendental loving embrace. And he said to me one time in Navadvip, sitting outside Guru Maharaj's veranda, this was a private conversation and not to be taken in the wrong context, and I'm only speaking now because I feel who is watching this and who is connected here, their heart can receive such a thing in the proper mood. But it's a simple thing. But from a mundane angle of view or dirty heart, we make think there is ego involved. But there is no ego at all. He said, Prabhu, like a boy, spoke like a young village boy. He said to me, you know, Prabhu, I'm just a young village boy, really. But I know this thing. If I want to do some service for Srila Guru Maharaj, I know very soon Krishna must fulfill it. And I felt very transcendentally happy to hear that from him. Because, not that I was transcendental, but it came from a transcendental personality. It had absolutely no ego there. But it showed his relationship, his deep relationship with the Lord. And that if you have the other thing, which he told me later on, you want something from the Lord, then you triangulate through the Vaishnava. Then the Lord is indebted. Oh, you want something from me? And that will please my dear one. What can I do? I must. So Srila Gurudev said like that. Whatever I desire in the service of Srila Guru Maharaj, Krishna must fulfill it, and must fulfill it very soon. So that was a wonderful, wonderful mm-hmm. thing. On a personal level, his deep relationship, intimate relationship with both Guru Maharaj and the Lord, and also instructional for everyone.
And the personification of confidence.
Confidence.
He knows who is Guru Maharaj, he's taken shelter of him, he's confident.
Yes. Yes.
And in his later time, his later manifest time, when going through showing sickness and like this, he always say, I know, I have no fear to go. I have no fear to go. Guru Maharaj is waiting for me. Guru Maharaj is waiting. Just confident, assured of success.
Yes.
And Krishna also says this in Gita, that we must be confident.
Yes. Where is that also, Maharaj?
Enthusiastic, confident,
right, that's right.
Humble. They all know.
Oh, that is.
You can ask the devotee.
Sloka 3. Endeavoring with confidence.
The six limbs of surrender is
in. Oh, Saranagati. Yeah. It's in Saranagati, is it?
Right? Enthusiasm, confidence, humility.
Ah. Yes. Hmm.
Okay, somebody correct me. You've all been learning it. This is not from the six limbs of surrender. This is from the Upadeshamritam, the third verse, things which are favorable. I was just testing to see if they're listening.
No one is.
So yes. Now should we ask them some questions about Upadeshamritam and the six limbs
of
devotion?
Yes, of course.
Okay, morning time.
Yes, I was surprised how the devotees picked up on that very quickly. But making everything succinct, Krishna consciousness by numbers. Sometimes if things are done in a method, put in a mathematical formula or some other way like that, you broke those slokas into different groups. What were those groups, Maharaj? Can we hear again?
One. Two, three.
Yes.
Four, five, six.
No.
Yes, it was.
The first three.
Seven.
The first
then
three.
Eight, nine, 10, 11. Probably the same, another time.
The same method he's using. If I say this, Jai, Srila Bhakti, Ranjan, and all of a sudden there is a commotion, you know? And Guru Maharaj used that method too. I was thinking, you know, when someone was glorifying Guru Maharaj, Gurudev did it too. He would immediately glorify Srila Saraswati Thakur over the top of himself, you know, experts picking up on them. And I was also thinking before coming here that the Vaishnavas have generally two methods for avoiding glorification. One is the silent method. Someone said, oh, Maharaj, you're so this, and then giving praise. Then there's nothing. Internally offering that to their guru, but no speech. Then there's the other method, which we just talked about then, which externally glorification of the guru or the other Vaishnavas that way. And using the other process internally as well. So all is going up. And as Srila Gurudev said to our guru, to our grandfather guru, to our great grandfather, all the way up into the spiritual world to Srimati Radharani, then she is expert at offering every bit of service to Krishna. Krishna is taking that and then distributing that prasadam, coming back to Srimati Radharani, and then that prasadam is coming down. And then we are getting that in a different form. It's coming this way in praise, but because we don't take anything, not to the farthing, we learn from our gurus that way. It's not easy to do. I can say that. I've fallen from that grace many times.
Hare Krishna.
But if we can do that, then we will not take bhoga, try and digest this world. It's not for our digestion. Only what comes down after offering it. Srila Gurudev gave that beautiful explanation. And coming from the hand of Srimati Radharani, she's distributing all nectar in all quarters to all different groups. Yeah. So Maharaj is every day, maybe 3-4 times a day, showing that process.
Hare
That's
Krishna.
In a formal way, informal.
Okay, so now what commotion do I make?
I rest my case.
You rest your case. Anyway, Tarit Krishna, who has seen many things because he was there also in Australia when Gurudev first went to Australia. And that was the historic time. Then Maharaj went out and Srila Gurudev went out for the first world tour. Mm. And then from that first time, then again and again, he went 24 times. And most of the world could not believe that Gurudev would come from India, because actually they also had some impression of him that, you know, Gurudev is a very simple Indian man. How will he come to the West? The West is all complicated, this, that and the other, and Gurudev is very simple. But Gurudev, sure he was simple, but Gurudev understand everything, the perspective everywhere. And he said also when he came back, because we get the news when he comes back to India, he says, everywhere I'm going, I'm looking, I'm seeing this, learning, seeing how everything is done. And Gurudev, fully observant, and he adapted to doing everything. So many different things in the West, but Gurudev adapted everything.
Yes. And on that point, Maharaj, one of the biggest things that was amazing, because there'd been some sannyasis and different personalities that had come to the West after Swami Maharaj. Mm-hmm. But no one had the personified standard of perfection of Vaishnava etiquette that Srila Gurudev carried in his heart. Mm-hmm. So there were Swami Maharaj disciples, there was people from other yoga groups, there was those that had no connection to anyone. There was parents of people, you know, there was all different, there was the animals and the plants. But he gave honor and made it easy for everyone to associate together that you would never normally see, mm-hmm. you know, together as a group. He had that potency, just like Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, as we read, yeah, been reading in the last couple of days, you were saying he's going one direction, everyone's becoming Vaishnavas, and on the way back, and he's saying, oh, there's this Vaishnava. So Srila Gurudev and his 24 troops is gathering souls and putting them together. And everyone is not feeling bereft of their particular relationship. Everyone is getting fully internally serviced by his grace and the relationship he had with everyone.
Yeah, personal.
But the always. Very personal, yeah. and the etiquette that he, the way he gave honor was particularly, you know, amazing. We all learnt to watch that, sit back and watch it and see the subtlety of it. And to this day, and for the millions of lifetimes, I have that school in front of me. That's that school, the dust of his lotus feet, how to reciprocate with the environment, as Guru Maharaj said. The environment is friendly, but how will I reciprocate? Well, then just follow Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj and what he did. He called himself that I'm a simple village boy. But amongst Guru Maharaj's god brothers, he would extract what needed to be extracted, serve who was desirous of the most service, and harmonize between them, create relating between Saraswati Thakur's disciples, what they themselves weren't doing, he would make certain things happen. That was the potency in such high echelon of character. He could enter there as a boy, nearly.
And they were all affectionate with him. And this also Guru Maharaj mentioned in his will that it is my opinion, but all of my godbrothers, they are giving their affection and support, that he will also have this position. So Gurudev, he got the mercy from all of those senior devotees. And remember, Gurudev, he was the host in Chaitanya Sarasvati Math. When they would come, he's looking after them, feeding them, doing everything, not giving any. It's not that Guru Maharaj is going to come to arrange that. They are coming for Guru Maharaj's association. They're having his association, and Gurudev is the host. And then Gurudev, he's associating with them. This we mentioned the other day. That was his Gurudev's circle of associates was Guru Maharaj and that high level of association of Guru Maharaj's godbrothers. That's how he understood Srila Saraswati Thakur, Krishna consciousness and everything, through that standard of association. And humility, we should mention one Sanskrit verse.
Of course.
Humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. Gurudev will be happy if we mention this, but he was the personification of it. Trinarapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadina kitanyaha sadahari. And were you mentioning Hari Bandhu Prabhu the other day?
I was.
You were?
Yes.
Yeah, so we are remembering also in Australia, Gurudev happily hearing that song of Hari Bandhu when he put it to music.
Into song form. Yes.
But humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. Gurudev was a personification of that. He'd had that association of those great persons, but yet, so by association, he's in such a high position all around. But look how, with humility, tolerance, and giving honor, he's looking after everybody in the world. These wonderful things. But you have seen so many things, because you've seen Gurudev come to Australia different times, including the installation festival.
Yes.
And so many things.
Which is coming up, 20th anniversary, 1st of January.
20th anniversary of the installation.
That's right.
Gurudev was there, installed the deities in Australia. 1996.
Was the
first of January 1997.
97, yes.
Yeah, and his Vyasa Puja, right, which was 1996, I think Boxing Day maybe, just beside Christmas.
Yes.
That year it was. Yeah. And big festival in Govindadham, Australia.
The first deity outside of India to be installed? Or not?
No.
No.
No, not 1996.
London, yeah. I'm asking, I'm not
no,
trying to
not.
Push forward, push back dates or adjust. London. Yeah. But that particular Mahaprabhu, well, if you don't have a relationship with him, then you must come to Australia. Gurudev was very... He made comments, no doubt he made many comments of many of different manifestations of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati's deities around the world.
And what comment did he make about Mahaprabhu then?
Can I say?
Yes, you may say. You can whisper.
This is the most beautiful deity of Mahaprabhu.
Uh-huh.
This form of Mahaprabhu.
Uh-huh. Jai Shivan Mahaprabhu. And his Gaurasunda, no?
Yes.
Huh?
Gaurasunda.
Jai Shri Guru Gaurasunda Juki Jai.
Yes. Mm. And many devotees in Australia helped in that process. And the devotees also desired that Mahaprabhu would come. And, yeah, Srila Gurudev manifest him now. Mm. Yes, Maharaj. You have a prod something?
A prod? To do what?
Something to... Yeah. Anyone has any question or anything?
Well... Oh, you have a question. Bhakti Lalita Devirasya has a question for you.
Maybe it's for you, Maharaj.
No, it's not for me.
What did Goswami Maharaj say today?
They hear from me every morning, every day.
But still,
now is your chance.
Goswami Maharaj said today.
What did Goswami Maharaj say today?
He said, "Never assume."
Oh, never assume anything. Yeah.
So.
But it's for you.
What are some of your real heart-centered concepts that you keep you going and inspire you and resonate, Tarit Krishna Prabhu, when you're in life and going about life and all its waves and ups and downs, and what keeps you going, what message concepts inspire you?
Heart resonating concept.
It's a very deep question.
Yeah.
It's a very personal question, but we're coming in the line of sharing. Firstly, Mahaprabhu, and not any incarnation of Gauranga this time, Maharaj. But when Srila Saraswati Thakur gives the divine line coming from Lord Brahma down, then he sings Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya Rupanuga Jane Rajivana. So through Mahaprabhu we're getting him and her. If I can say like that. We're getting Srimati Radharani, or if you want to hide her name as Srila Gurudev gave the deity's name, Gandhava. Or Thakur Rani, other names, she has many names. But Mahaprabhu has her mood and effulgence. And he is Krishna himself. In that form, we get everything. There's no need to worship any other forms of the Lord. If we become fanatic of Mahaprabhu, this is a healthy thing. And Srila Guru Maharaj, in the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, describes many attributes of Srimad Mahaprabhu and crystallized the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita's pastimes within those verses. And with the particular flavor that's in our school of thought. So, to become fanatical for Mahaprabhu is a healthy thing, I believe. Everything is there. Prabhupada Saraswati, also, if you read his writing, a song about prayers towards Mahaprabhu, he is eliminating everything.
Whose prayers?
I think it's Prabhupada Saraswati. You know?
Which are the prayers? Which are the prayers?
It's a long prayer, I'm just trying to think. Mm-hmm. It's commonly known. Goswami Maharaj would know. But he's fanatic. Mm-hmm. Fanatic for Mahaprabhu, and those prayers eliminate every other incarnation, any other process, everything. And Guru Maharaj said, if you want to know what is a fanatic of Mahaprabhu, then read those prayers, and then you understand the focus on Mahaprabhu. Of course, you don't need to go there either, just read Prema Dhamma Deva Stotra. And we felt when we came to Srila Guru Maharaj from the Hare Krishna movement that we became servants of Mahaprabhu's movement. But we felt that we, Srimati Radharani and Krishna were more manifest. And again, that separation thing is more prevalent and given in a particular way through Mahaprabhu. So, focus on Mahaprabhu, I can say in my life that to call out Gaura, Nitai Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayana, Rupanuga Jani Rajivana, Nitai, Gaura, Gaurasunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I know I'm safe. Not only safe, but the nectar is immediately accessible. If the kirtan is no one is descending, no one is coming down, no grace, go back to Mahaprabhu. Go back to Nityananda Prabhu. Sing their names. No offense. Easy access. Full distribution. Yeah, and I think coming to Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev that way. Yeah.
And they made that very clear.
And they
the
made it
clear. The path is Nitai, Gauranga, invest our energy there, and automatically.
You also made it very clear. When I visited Vrindavan, you were staying in Vrindavan in that wonderful manifestation by the mystic phone call. Srila Gurudev's manifest that beautiful temple right beside Radha Damodar. And we were chanting, and you made a comment, they need Mahaprabhu.
Oh, they need Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the residence of Vrindavan.
I normally wouldn't make
give them Mahaprabhu. Sing Mahaprabhu's name. This is the recommendation of my good friend in Vrindavan. And I, yes, of course, of course.
We're on dangerous ground there.
Yes,
Vrindavan is Vrindavan, we are.
But still, thinking. The Gaudiyas are taking Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan. What can they do? They cannot neglect. But we take Mahaprabhu's advice, and all that also Guru's advice, that we need some little separation and appreciation from a distance for the Vrajabhasis. Mahaprabhu gave that instruction, and our Gurus also. But fanatic for the name of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and fanatic for everything through them. Not direct. Never direct. The other one point that comes to my mind, and I must say it's majority of influence is coming from Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami. That is, somehow or other, increase your heart size spiritually to include all the devotees of all the different varieties, and try only to see their good points. And the benefit from that is unlimited. And when doing Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, Guru Maharaj said it is full, but one way to see is full of what? It's full of not one chanting, but many. And therefore, Mahaprabhu becomes very happy. And so increase our relationships, the depth, the sweetness of our relationships with the devotees. Srila Gurudev was very, again, fanatical about that point. And he showed it. Starting with affection, not sahajistic sentimentalism, starting with affection, spiritual affection, and increasing that as far as the Lord will give us the understanding to do that. And again, Maharaj, you're involved in teaching that or showing that to the devotees the last few days in that part of the Upadeshamrita, the six ways of loving exchange, or the six ways of affectionate relating. And what are they, Prabhus?
Giving gifts
and accepting gifts.
That's one, two, one, and two. Three, four.
Revealing one's mind in confidence.
And four. Five, six.
Giving prasadam.
Accepting prasadam.
Accepting prasadam is five. Yeah, and then giving.
Yeah, it is. But the one in the order that's given there.
Cause what is the order, Mark?
Tadis Krishna was asking, how do we do it? Well, for those, it's one, two, three, four, five, six. Because they're related. One, two, three, four, five,
but
six.
But what is one? But it's and what is two?
It's giving gifts and accepting gifts.
Yes.
Revealing one's mind in confidence.
Yes.
Inquiring confidentially. Accepting prasadam, giving prasadam. I mean, I'm just saying the order, but it's true.
Yes.
The six of them.
That's important. So,
but when we memorize them in order, then it's there. Otherwise, we're kind of trying to catch, or which are the six?
This way, and everything is in order, Maharaj. Everything will be in order if you follow the order, which is in order.
We follow the great Vaishnavas, they've got it all.
They've given the orders to follow the order, which is in order if you follow the order.
Hare Krishna.
We've got it.
All right. On this orderly point, I think we should take to the chanting of the holy name in congregation.
Hare Krishna.
All right, Hare Krishna. Much obliged, greatly appreciated. Our clock is ticking on the wall.
Yes, Maharaj.
Very happy to have you with us, because I know that we may not get this opportunity again. And the devotees can hear from so many different devotees when the opportunity comes, because day by day so many devotees are around the world, but we can't have the immediate opportunity to ask questions and hear. So we appreciate everything you shared with us today. And may everybody be the richer for it.
I'm only reciprocating the affection of the devotees here, and from Sripad Goswami Maharaj's mercy and Sripad Avadhut Maharaj's manifestation here, which is filling my heart with nectar, and your personal friendship, Maharaj, of all these years, and Bhakti Lalita Devi's ability to make everyone feel home comfort, and same with all the devotees here. So I'm only being able to say anything about anything because of that grace.
Jai Srila Gurudev ki jai, jai Srila Guru Maharaj ki jai, jai all the devotees ki jai. Then?
Okay.
This is our chance to hear you sing.
We have some instrument.
The thing is, it'll make the microphone too loud.
What do I do?
You keep it on, so we hear you, but they'll play the cartels. Otherwise, the cartels overflooded the microphone.
I don't know if I need this, but for reference, Maharaj.
But they look so good.
I'm not putting them on then. Hare Krishna.
You can put them on. What?
You can wear them if you want.
What number do you wear?
It's okay. If I get something wrong, Marge, please you remind me what is
please
wrong.
Please put them on. I mean, this is the Australian style.
I'll put them on if I need to, Marge. You've embarrassed me. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gola Bhakta Brinda.
Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gola Bhakta Brinda.
Hali Alaya Nama Krishna Jadavaya Namaha. Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhu Sudam.
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhu Sudam.
Giridhari Gopinatha Madana
Mohan.
Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Sivasani Gola Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Laguna. Palavata Dasa Laguna.
Sijiva Gopalavata Dasa Laguna.
Echai Goshai Jari Rajapa. Echai Goshai Kori Charana Vandana.
Echai Goshai Kori Charana Vandana.
hoite vignana sa abhishta puran.
Yaha hoite vignana sa abhishta puran.
Echai gushai jara muni tada. Tasavada parunena mula panchagra. Tadira charana sebi bhakti sannibas.
Tadira charana sebi bhakti sannibas.
Janame moye abhilas.
Janame moye abhilas.
Vichai gushai jabe braja kolobas. Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Kurila Prakash.
Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Kurila Prakash.
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Yama. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma Koriya.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma Koriya.
Harinam Sankirtana Kohe Naratamuda.
Harinam Sankirtana Kohe Naratamuda.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Adoita Garadha Sivasari Gola Bhakta Brinda.
Adoita Garadha Sivasari
Gola Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gaur Premanandi, Hari, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.
Jai Shikiri Raj Govaranju ki Jai. Jai Nabadeep Saprika Sheshi Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju ki Jai. And as we are remembering Vrindavan, Jai Saprika Sheshi Guru Gauranga Gandhava Rasabihari Ju ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rupanu Guru Bhaga Ki Jai. Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Nabadeep Dham Ki Jai. Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Purushottam Dham Ki Jai. Shri Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Shri Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Shri Chang Mai Chin Moi Dham Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, all the assembled devotees Ki Jai, and Jai Shri Padhari Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai, our special guest of honor. Madhusudan
Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Haribo.
Hare Hare.